Welcome to the Creating from the Inside Out, Embracing and Empowering Our Unique and Creative Selves podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Waldo. In this podcast, I talk about what it means to embrace our unique and creative selves, how we can do it, how I've learned that by embracing our creative selves and our own uniqueness, we can empower all of us. As part of this, I share how my path of embracing my unique and creative self has changed over the years, how it worked when I first started doing it, what it looks like today, and how I'm learning to do it more and more every day in the midst of the ups and downs of daily life and all that's going on in the world. And in this podcast, I share how by embracing and empowering my unique and creative self, my work, my art, and ultimately my life has changed for the better. And yours can too. So join me as we go on this journey of embracing and empowering our unique and creative selves together. Welcome back to the Creating from the Inside Out podcast. In today's episode, I am sharing a recording from over a month ago, like a month and a half ago, that I had slated for episode 24, but that I kind of put all my recordings on pause because I was just kind of checking in with myself and checking in with my new awarenesses. And that said, I listened to this episode again, and I really want to share it right now. There's so much in it. It's about the marketing funnel, but it's really about so much more. It starts out talking about being authentic, or wanting to be authentic and value-centric in marketing. The fact that there are these marketing practices like the funnel that often can, in my experience, have us treating people kind of like sheep, and hurting them from one place to another. And I know as a creator, that is not something I want to experience doing to anyone, nor do I want to be the recipient of it. But in this podcast episode, you're going to hear me talk a lot about that, which is really a lot about understanding our role as creators in our and in our life. But I go into so much more in this. So much comes up in this episode about the process that I go through of listening to myself, of getting clarity from myself, of doing the method that I use called connecting inward. Not to sell you on that, but because I did a connecting inward session that helped me see things that I wasn't aware of that ultimately empowered me. And connecting inward is just one method that I've developed that's helpful, that I use, that just helps me develop a channel of communication with my own deepest inner knowing. You may have other ways of doing it, but I talk about my experience and what I learned. And all of this came under kind of the category of this idea of, you know, starting to think about marketing. How do we create things authentically? How do we market ourselves in authentic ways that feel good to us? Market meaning share our gifts with the world. And what can come up when we start really listening to ourselves in this process, not just for our marketing, but just how we listen to ourselves overall in creating our lives and connecting with who we really are. So there's so much in here. There's just no way I can explain it all in an intro. So I will just let you dive in and see if any of it resonates with you, and take what does and, you know, let go anything that doesn't. And that's why I'm sharing this today. I'm also sharing this soon after I published episode 23. And that's because I'm kind of trying to get caught up on this backlog of episodes that I've had and recorded to just kind of get a little closer to when I record and when I publish. So that I don't have such a backlog. I know a lot of podcasters, they like having about a backlog, but my job is not to get you, you know, a job. I don't have a job. My objective with this podcast is not to get you hooked on this podcast. I love if you listen. I love if you let me know you listen. I love if you're getting something out of it. But really, ultimately, what I find that I want from any podcast or any source is that it just helps me if I'm asking for clarity within myself. Because what I talk about in this, if you resonate with this, what I have found is that you already have these answers in yourself, but sometimes I may just be articulating things that you're ready to, I don't know, take in a new way. You're maybe you want to give yourself permission to listen to yourself. I mean, I could just go on. So I'm not going to go on anymore. Tune into this episode if this sounds interesting. It's jam-packed with a lot of stuff, and I hope you enjoy it. Today, I want to talk about killing the marketing funnel and the master course or the master class and the formula for sales pages and all of that. This may be a rant, I don't know, but I feel like it's important to express this. So that's what I'm going to do. And I'm just going to see where it goes. So I have been painting, and I have painting like artwork. Initially with watercolor and then with acrylics, and I love it. But I don't want to, at least for now, the paintings that I've done, except for maybe some of them, a lot of them, I don't want the originals to leave me. I want to have them. I don't want to sell the actual painting on canvas. I don't know what I'm going to do with all of them because I have more than I have wall space, but they were created kind of, I mean, all the things I create are part of my heart and soul in expressing, but something about these particular paintings, I definitely do not want to sell the actual canvases. And that got me thinking about digital prints, because people see them and they really love them. And I would love for something that I created with joy to be something that gives people joy, or activates their own joy is really what it is, because it's not giving them something they don't have. So it would be cool to sell some prints. So I have been on a mission to find out how can I sell prints? And what that means is, how can I print the images? What is the best way to do that? And, there are these print-on-demand vendors, but it's hard to know which one to use and all of that. So I ended up trying to do a bunch of research and going in circles, and finding a gentleman that did a YouTube video that seemed really down to earth, really just kind of straightforward. And I liked at my first glance, it seemed to be, you know, an answer to something that I had been struggling with. I now have some different thoughts on it. Feelings that had come up when I had it, but that I kind of wasn't acknowledging within myself. But that is another topic. I ended up seeing that this person talked about printers, and they recommended or said that they have a, you know, they have like this giveaway or whatever, you know, you can sign up to receive their list of printers. I was like, okay, great. So in my email box comes not a list of printers like what I thought, but actually a multi-day little course about selling certain things, not actual artwork, but something else that was related to printing on demand. And I was like, okay, this isn't what I expected, but okay, cool. So I'm going to go through X days and then I'm going to, you know, get to this list. And the first day of content was, you know, it was interesting. It was cool. The second day was, gave me some food for thought. And I thought that was cool. And then, I don't know, I lost track of the number of days, but eventually the list that I had originally signed up for came. And I don't know, none of those printers, actually, it was just a list. There was no explanation as to why. A lot of them just didn't even it seemed like they would do the kind of thing that I was looking for. And it kind of seemed like a wash. And I was like, okay, fine. But then today I got an email, I guess it's the last email of this little freebie course that I signed up for that I didn't know I signed up for when I thought that I was just getting, a recommended list of printers by this person who I'd watched a video of on YouTube. Now, up until this point, I had a pretty positive perspective on the creator of this material. I had watched the initial video. I had thought that they seemed down to earth. I had liked the way they responded to people in their comments. It seemed kind of genuine. I was a little surprised when I was told that I could get a list of printers and I didn't. But I was like, okay, cool. I'll sit through, you know, this and we'll see, you know, and I kind of knew,
I knew that what was going to happen is on the last day, I was going to be presented with an option for something paid that I could buy from them that would, you know, do something for me, some kind of perceived problem. And I was like, okay, I was okay with it because I was like, okay, you know, I'm kind of still liking this person. I'm valuing them, et cetera, et cetera. So I knew that was what was going to happen, but somehow I got the last day stuff today and it was just, you know, it's just the, I don't know, tomfoolery. What does tomfoolery mean? Tomfoolery. I've got to look up tomfoolery, actually. Let me see. Okay. Tomfoolery actually references silly behavior, and I don't really know that this is silly behavior or silly actions by the person that did this, but I kind of feel almost like it is because I'm the kind of person that I don't do masterclasses, sign up for a free masterclass, because I know, what is it you do? You sit through, it seems like this, you know, it's like gonna just change your world. It's gonna fix problems you didn't even know you had. You know, basically it's gonna serve, you know, it's gonna create world peace and 10 other things you didn't even know existed. But you're like, that sounds good too. And, you know, and then you get, you know, given this ticking clock of time in which you have to buy, you know, you have an opportunity to buy this other program that's going to do all these wonderful things. And then, you know, it includes like 6,000 bonuses all valued at like $1 billion so that you, you know, really are just getting such an amazing deal. And I just have been through those so many times. And then afterwards, you're kind of like, did I really get anything? Like at the time, it seems like you get something of value in the free masterclass, but often I find afterwards that I really didn't get anything much of value. It just kind of was all like a big wash. And so I don't like doing master classes, and you know, and there's just always this same formula, that everybody gets moved through. And that same formula, you know, I was kind of like, when this person signed me up for this, or I signed up for this printer thing, I was like, okay, well, at least, you know, this is by email and there's some content and this is kind of interesting. And, you know, maybe there'll be some cool classes that this person offers that might be relevant to me for other things. But by the time I got to the last day, you know, just the way the whole thing was handled just made me feel like, God, if this is the way, I don't know, like I felt like a sheep and I was being herded, because I'm being herded. That's what a funnel is. A funnel is getting, you know, multiple people to come into the funnel and then come into one pasture and another pasture and another pasture. I'm using horse analogies, but it's like you go into the pasture of people that are warm, or, you know, first cold leads to warm leads and whatever. And you kind of move through this thing called the funnel, where if you're still interested, you come into where you, this is the theory, is that, you know, then you want to buy the thing from the person because you have received all this value all along, and then therefore you will convert. And these words even like just drive me crazy. The idea of someone talking about somebody converting, like, seriously? I don't know. I don't want to convert a listener to a buyer. I don't want that. I want to know that, you know, Jake or Sarah or whoever that lives in Idaho and is listening to my thing has a situation that they found, or just they found some inspiration or joy or something in what I shared. And, you know, I want to know that. And then if they happen to like something else that I've created and that would be cool for them too, then great. But I don't think of it as converting them. I think of it as they're doing them and I'm doing me. And if we meet together and join up and our path seems aligned where we both benefit, cool. But I am not freaking trying to convert them. I'm not trying to move them through my funnel from hot, you know, not hot, from cold to warm to a hot lead and then convert them into a buyer. And I'm not trying to convert them by giving them a low-cost offer so that then they see the value in my low-cost offer so that then they will buy my high-cost offer. I don't want to control people that way. I don't want to do it. And I don't want to be controlled in that way. I hate it. I hate it. Now, I don't know. Are other people okay with this? Like, seriously? Are you just okay being treated like this? To me, it is like we are being treated like sheep by other people. And we're not sheep. I had this thought the other day and I thought, God, you know, other people just seem to be okay with this, Michelle. Is this just you? You know, is this just you in, you know, like, it's like I was brought back to first grade in Catholic school. All the other kids are wearing the uniform. Now, I had come from a school for kindergarten that was a public school and we didn't wear a uniform. And then we moved to a town and my mom didn't want to put me in that public, in the public school. So she put me in a Catholic school because we were Catholic. And I went to the Catholic school where you had to wear a uniform. And I was just like, why do we have to wear uniforms? The other kids didn't even seem to notice. They didn't even seem to care that they were wearing a uniform, but I cared. I was like, what does a uniform have to do with how I learn? What does a uniform do with how I am being in the classroom? What is it? How does that have any kind of impact? Now, yeah, we could go through the whole conversation of people with different socioeconomic means have, you know, different abilities to create certain clothes and all of that. I don't know. But, you know, this was a long time ago. Things were a little different back then. Also, people didn't dress the way they do now. So I don't know. Maybe I would feel differently, but I was screaming and kicking when I was in first grade. I got sent to the nun's office for it. Sister Maria, if you are hearing a dog howling in the background, that is my son's dog. He is very upset that my son is off doing some kind of activity. She. Getting her confused with my dog. She is howling in the background because she's howling like a wolf, even though she's not, because he's gone. So caveat, if you hear that, I can't do anything about it and I'm still going to record. So just maybe try to tune it out or just laugh at the fact that I have a howling wolf dog behind me who loves his boy. And, you know, she's not really a wolf. Far cry from it, but she sounds like a wolf. She loves her boy and she wants him back. So that's my life right now. I've also got a cat on my lap that has insisted on sitting on my lap. So you might hear her as well. All right. And maybe this is my point. Maybe the dog is howling and the cat is here, you know, to remind me, what about just keeping it real? What about just being real? Like, I'm being real. Like, I, you know, I'm here. I'm recording. This is life. Life in daily life has dogs that bark in the background and cats that insist on, you know, laying on your lap. Even when your leg's falling asleep and you're like, I don't want to do this anymore. This is life. This is real. Can we just be real in other ways? Can we just be real in how we are creating and how other people find the things that we create and see value in it and do an exchange with us? Can we just do that for a change? I mean, one of the things that I loved about moving to Montana from California is like, there's more realness here. No offense. Well, maybe offense if you live in California, but you know, I'm just going to say it. There's a lot of not realness going on there. You know, I mean, I talked about this in, I forget what podcast, Adventures in Ranching, how I lived for many years at a neighborhood where I would walk by the same house and people wouldn't even acknowledge that I was a human. Walking by with my dog, looking the same way. I'd look over to them. I'd try to smile and make eye contact, but it was like I was invisible. I'm like, you're a person. I'm a person. You must see me. I see you. Could we at least say hello? But they never did. They never did. And, you know, this is something that I also don't like. And when we moved to Montana, it was nice. I mean, we have our own stuff going on in Montana. There are other things that are going on, but, you know, many, many things I love and some things that I'm not as fond of, but I kind of feel like people keep it more real here in general. And I like that. I want to be more real. I've struggled my whole life to figure out who the heck I am and how to let myself be who I am and love myself for that and value myself for that. And I don't have any time in my life or energy to go putzing around with any fake stuff at this point. So can we just find another way to, you know, have people find our stuff? I know for me, back in the early 2000s, I had a marketing and branding consultancy, communications consultancy, and my contribution to that, because I didn't like, you know, marketing stuff back then, but it wasn't out of hand the way it is now, quite in the same way where everybody and their brother is putting you in their funnel. And so what I did back then was because I was really interested in marketing. I think I was trying to understand marketing. A lot of reasons I know now why that is, but, you know, what is this idea? What makes some people go to certain places and other people don't, and yada, yada, whatever. That was kind of like me. That was why I got into it. But for me, what I was trying to do back then, what I did do with clients is I worked with clients to help them figure out what is it that they really are? What is it that they really stand for and do? And what actually makes them unique? Not the way that I see it now, where people just kind of like pick a list of multiple choice things, and then they say that's what they do, but they really don't do it at all. No, that's not what we did. Back then, I spent time with my clients and we talked about how, you know, how they approach working with a client or what it is that they do with their products. What is it that they do that is of benefit to the client or to the product in the end? And you know, what is unique to them? And then communicating about that in a very truthful and honest way, you know, like if somebody was really good at, I don't know, like listening to what a client was talking about and really understanding and using your intuition or whatever, you know, like that would be something we would identify and we would figure out how we would talk about it. And then we would want to talk about it in ways that they authentically talk about it and think about it. So it is authentic to them, not this whole, you know, like, copied words that people use so that everybody sounds the same. It wasn't that. And so what I was doing was helping people figure out what it is that they really loved, what it is that they really wanted to do, like who they wanted to work with, and what types of products and services they wanted to offer, and what they wanted to, what they kind of stood for, what their values were, what was intrinsic in just who they were, and how that affected the work that they did, and then articulate it. Not articulate it in a way to pull the wool over other people's eyes or hoodwink them or lure them in, but just to frankly just share it so that the other people would know. And if that's what they were looking for, if that worked for them, then they would know. And then there could be this connection. And that was what I did. And I worked with clients, and it was really cool. And then I decided to move on to other things. I got tired of marketing other people's creative stuff, so I wanted to start doing my own stuff. And I also did a bunch of work with clients on their own personal issues and stuff like that too. I'm not going to get into that right now. But my point is that, why can't we get back to that? Why can't we get back to just being us? Like, I would have liked this person that did this email thing if it hadn't become clear that they were just doing this same old thing that everybody does, which is moving me through their funnel. And the thing that kind of got me even more annoyed is that I had bought into the fact that it felt like they were different. It felt like there was more authenticity there. But in the end, it was just a few other things that seemed more genuine on top of kind of like a background system of just moving people through the funnel. And I lost respect for that person real quick, and I had no interest in anything free, anything paid, anything. I don't want to do anything with anybody like that. I don't want to buy anything from anyone like that, and I don't want to participate in that system anymore. So I had this happen to me, and I was sitting on my couch. I had just finished lunch, and I started to just feel sick to my stomach because I see this over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, and I just can't stomach it anymore. My husband was out, and I almost was going to make a call to him and just vent, just like grumble and vent and whatever. And then I had a thought come to me, and the thought was, well, if you don't like it, what would you do differently? And it got me thinking. It got me thinking because my first thought was, well, people use these things and do these things because they are called a system. It's like a marketing system. And the idea is that when you have a system, you have more time for things that you like to do, and then the system and the technology takes care of the stuff that you don't like to do. Sounds good, right? But I also know that systems can really get not good fast. Most of the time, or many of the times, a system, it doesn't have a soul or a heart. It doesn't have any consciousness to it. It is just designed to move things through it. And from that standpoint, it does not, I don't know, it's like it doesn't, it does not have any checks and balances on what it does. It's, there are no like exceptions. It's like everything is an inanimate thing versus a person. And I started to think about what I know about systems and the problems with systems. And I'm not going to go into that too much because that could be 50 other episodes right there. But started to think about, well, if this is basically like a, almost like a sheep herding system, and I don't want to be part of a system, nor do I want to be employing a system, what is the best way to get people to find out about your stuff? One of the big things that I've learned is, you know, first of all, create actual real stuff that is authentic and true, and be honest about it on the selling end or the offering end. And then, and there's, you know, kind of like a lot that goes into that, because I think there's a lot of ways in which we've not been taught, or we've been taught to not do that, for sure. But the next thing is, how do you get that which you have created authentically that has value . What is the best way to make that available? And the best way to make that available is by doing simply that, showing it, making it available, having it be seen. But the problem is, how do you have something be seen when the people that may want to see it or be interested in it are not right? You know, they're not at your house. They can't just look out their window and see it. How do you reach them? Is there another way other than this funnel way? Is there another way other than this herd sheep way? And my answer to myself is, just put it out there. Make it available. My eyes are closed right now because I'm kind of tuning in, because I know that putting it out there and making it available, there's also just this argument that there is, you know, I've tried that. Like, I tried to put my stuff out on Facebook and Instagram and just make it available. Well, the system, the algorithm, would not let it be seen. And I'm not even going to go into why, because there's a whole host of reasons. But if the system is not letting it be seen, what can you do? I'm going to stop and journal on this. Okay, I want to pick back up on this. I journaled. I tried to journal at least. I don't really know where I got to with it. Let me look back at my notes and see. Looking back at my notes, what I see is that I did some writing. And what it ended up doing was kind of clarifying for me more of just me following the feelings of what I would want as, like, what the problem was, what I was seeing that wasn't working, that I didn't like. And then kind of trying to understand that more, kind of digging in on it a little bit more. I did some drawings. I did some diagrams. I right now have a cat that's insisting on laying on my lap. So give me a second while she gets settled. I did all of that. And then I reached like a point where just nothing came. It was like there were no answers. There were no solutions. There was no more clarity. I didn't even like have any more steam on this topic, which I had a lot of steam in the beginning, which is very funny. It's like I had this like pent up emotion from just really not liking this whole funnel thing, just not liking it. It just hasn't felt good to me for a long time. And yeah, but I kind of like, I don't know, I kind of like maybe like tuned into it to death, meaning almost like it was like the well ran dry of any more clarity on it, any more anything about it. And it was frustrating. I was very frustrated because it kind of felt like, well, where am I going now? What is happening now? The answers, a new solution, ideas weren't flowing to me. And I kind of felt like, I don't know, I just felt kind of defeated. And I mean, I know what it is I wanted. I know, but I couldn't seem to get the answers from within myself or anywhere else. They weren't coming to me. So, even after journaling. So here's what I did. I got really frustrated because I felt like, what the heck is going on? Because normally, I don't know. I mean, I find that when I get into this flowing state, and I feel like it's authentic and I'm flowing, then usually I have found that the, from that energetic place, kind of new answers come. But it was almost like the tap got turned off of answers. And I was not feeling good about that tap being turned off. So what did I do? I ended up kind of moping around a little bit, actually, just not feeling good. And I don't remember what else I did. I think we had dinner and a bunch of other stuff. And I did kind of like I just wasn't feeling good. And I don't know if it was that I wasn't feeling good about that topic and where I didn't go with it, or I just wasn't feeling good in general. I don't know. But what ended up happening is this. I ended up kind of not feeling good more and more. I was going to take a bath, but I was like, well, I'll just be laying in the bath still not feeling good. Like trying to feel better by taking a bath, but just kind of being like, okay, now I feel warmer and cozier with suds around me, but I still feel not good. And it's not like I was trying to feel like flying high on some kind of like happy space. That wasn't what I was looking for, because I found that that's not what, I mean, it's great to be like that, but that's not the kind of feel good that I'm talking about that I find, you know, works. For me, feeling good is feeling just okay, feeling okay in myself, wherever I'm at. And you know, if I'm feeling really happy and flying high, great. And I'm feeling, you know, sad and emotions, that's fine too. But it's like being in a state of allowing myself of being okay regardless. And I wasn't feeling that. I wasn't feeling okay regardless. even though I've learned how to do this, I couldn't seem to do it then. And, you know, I knew taking a bath, while it would be soothing, I knew just meant that I would just be sitting in the bathtub still feeling this. So I ended up doing a Connecting Inward session. And in the Connecting Inward session, what I got was this clarity about so in Connecting Inward sessions, how your inner guidance communicates with you can really vary. I think I talked about this. It can be a knowing, it can be just a feeling, it can be you see pictures, you can kind of like hear words, not actually with your ears, but almost like somebody's talking to you silently in your head. It can be more of a visceral experience. It can be all of the above. And at this point in my journey, most of the time, I very much am visual and auditory. But it's usually all of the above for me. But in teaching people connecting inward, I often find and observing my own journey with it, I often find that one of those methods is kind of the only or the predominant one in the beginning. And then as you tune into yourself more and start developing a channel of communication with your own inner guidance, basically it can expand to more, to multiple ways of those senses communicating with you. So I did a Connecting Inward session, and one of the things that happens in a Connecting Inward session is and I'm talking about this, you understand why I'm, because I want to share what happened in the Connecting Inward session relevant to this topic. But you kind of have to understand a little bit about what Connecting Inward is like, or how it works for me, at least at this point, so that you kind of know what I'm talking about, or at least have somewhat of a sense. In Connecting Inward, you develop a method of communication with your own deepest inner knowing or guidance. And then that communication can come in different forms, like I talked about. And so, you know, initially it kind of starts in one way. There might be just like little small glimmers of it, and learning how to kind of translate that communication is part of what you learn to do as you practice this more and more. For me, what I have, you know, where I'm at in my practice of it, is information and communication comes to me, and it's almost like I can experience that as my guidance kind of taking a particular form. This is something that in the past I've taught in Connecting Inward, where your guidance kind of takes almost like a form that makes it easier for you to communicate with it. And in that form itself can give you information, and kind of guidance by the way it's, by what it's doing, and what it's communicating through its behavior or actions or the messages that you're getting or whatever. There's a whole bunch of things that can happen. So in my Connecting Inward session, my own deepest inner guidance was taking this form that it often takes. But it's taken form, many different forms over the years at different times based on what kind of was resonating with me at the time in my life, to help me understand the guidance that I was getting from it, the communication that I was getting from it. But yesterday, last night, when I did this Connecting Inward session, what happened is I had this form, the form of my guidance. It took a particular form, of like a man. And that form of that man, was showing me, it was like he was acting like he was in the military, like, kind of like at a boot camp, like, you know, you've got to do, and there was like this information. It was almost like watching a movie of this man in this like military, maybe like army boot camp. And it was like, you know, he was like waiting for the information to follow the directions. And there was just, there was a lot of like, you know, control, and waiting for orders and wanting orders and all of that that was kind of being conveyed. And at first I was like, what on earth? I went into a Connecting Inward session not to try to get any answers to this particular situation, but just to feel better. But the moment I go into this session and I kind of center into myself, this is the experience I had with this, this image, this visual, almost like a movie of this man in this, like more like army boot camp. And, what I came to understand was, that there was a way in which I was like trying to control and needing to control or wanting kind of to be controlled. That was what the Connecting Inward session was kind of showing me, that I was wanting answers. I was kind of like needing answers, and I was needing direction, and I was like needing, you know, I wanted somebody to tell me what to do, And I wanted to be able to like go do it. And I wanted to be able to have it all there and have it all figured out. And there was like all this tension and kind of angst and kind of control and whatever. And I was like, oh my gosh. The moment that came to me, I was like, oh, that is what I was getting into. I was like, it's like I was feeling like that. And that was not feeling like I was in a place of everything is, you know, okay, or I'm okay regardless. I was feeling in this place of like control and wanting like control of, I wanted to flow and I wanted to be in control of that flow and I wanted it to happen and I wanted those answers. And I was like, oh my God, wow. Okay. So I wanted to have, you know, I wanted to have answers. Well, one of the things that I've found is that when you want to have answers because you feel like you need to have the answer, it's like a false loop and it really just doesn't ever work for me, at least. What I find is that when answers come is when I let go of the need for an answer. And so my Connecting Inward session was actually, you know, showing me this and reminding me of this. And then I was like, oh my God. And I know this, but I didn't realize that was kind of like the state of being or the energy that I was kind of experiencing at that moment. And what I know, and I know a lot of this actually from my art, from painting, is that the answers don't come to me when I need an answer or I feel like I have to have an answer or whatever, because it's like in that, because that's like this state of control of flow. And the answers are flow. And what is flow? Flow means something is moving on its own. When you're trying to control flow, then what you're getting is not like as much as you would if you would kind of go with the flow. So, oh goodness gracious. So this is what happened last night. And then I had this awareness come to me. And then I realized that like earlier in the day too, I had kind of experienced that where, I had started on some other kind of, creation and it had kind of stopped. And there were similar messages there. And so I was like, okay, all right. I am just going to practice being okay in just where I'm at. And, you know, yeah, I got controlling in my attempt to flow. And then frustrated that I wasn't flowing because I wasn't aware that I was controlling this, that I was needing really the issue. The issue that I feel like when I go into controlling my flow comes when I feel like I need a certain answer, or I need it on a certain timeline, or I need it in a certain way, or I need, kind of like I need an answer at all, actually. And so what I ended up doing is trying to let myself let go of this controlling thing, which I did automatically by the Connecting Inward session, because I was like, oh my gosh, I just felt this like incredible relief, because I realized I had been in a state of wanting answers. And that was this kind of controlling energy that just didn't feel good to me. And so the moment that the Connecting Inward session brought that up to me, I was like, oh, and I could just kind of relax and feel the relief of being okay anyway that came when I did that. Not needing the answer, not needing anything, being okay anyway, right? And so in the being okay anyway, I also had to be okay with the fact that I had not been okay, which was a whole other thing. Like, realizing that I had gotten into a controlling state, which I have learned about, and yet I couldn't see in that moment, and having to let go of that and be okay that I had not been okay. Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah. So what did I do? Well, that was helpful. I ended up talking to my husband about it, because I also felt like I just had some energy about it that was hard to still just be with. So talking about it just kind of helped me. And then what did I do? I ended up going to bed. I had some more, which was amazing, is I ended up doing some, I think I did some journaling after that. Not because I was trying to journal, but just stuff came to me. Imagine that. Because I let go of control of the flow and then stuff started flowing. Yeah, that's how that worked. And then I went to bed and I woke up in the night and had a lot of stuff, just almost like a flood of stuff come to me. A flood of just insights and answers and things that I have been kind of wanting to understand. A lot of things I've been wanting to do. And that was amazing. And then I ended up going back to sleep and then waking up this morning. And then I was kind of doing my morning kind of ritual, if you will. I mean, it's very flexible, so it changes depending upon how I feel. But I was kind of like tuning into myself this morning, just drinking my tea. And then I realized that, this whole other kind of situation about marketing and getting our message out there and, killing the funnel and all of that. It's like all this stuff came to me this morning about it. And, how did it come to me this morning versus yesterday? Well, because I stopped controlling the flow. I started to, I did what I talked about. And then I slept and then I woke up and, and then there were these answers that came to me. The answers that came to me were about not needing, I'm not going to go into the answers themselves related to marketing. But I think that the inherent nature of this, you know, funnel thing is not about flow and freedom and allowance. And that was my problem. That when we can create things and let ourselves flow in creating things that come from our heart and soul, and we can allow that and express that in the world, and we don't need to control how people find it or get to it or navigate to it or whatever, that if we can simply let ourselves tune into this information and flow within ourselves, that answers that we deeply want can come to us. And for me, the answers related to marketing and the funnel are really really have to do with trusting that you can, as a creator, not need to control how someone finds your stuff or connects with your stuff. That when you tune into this kind of flow within yourself, and you learn to do this more and more, that there is guidance and information and wisdom within you that will help you see that it's just about putting yourself out there. And putting yourself out there and sharing your stuff, and that other solutions and methods for how to support you in doing that will always come. And so for me, what that means is, you know, not doing this funnel thing, not needing to see people as sheep. I didn't want to do it anyway, but I also just don't want that. I don't know. I just don't want to do that. And it doesn't feel right to me. And the answers for what does feel right to me came to me when I let go of my own need to control or to restrict or dictate. And really, the funnel that I was reacting so strongly to is also a reflection of the control of the funnel of my own flow. And that when I allow myself to see something that I don't like, that doesn't feel good, and I allow myself to go through this process of what I did, which is saying, do I like this? No. What don't I like about it? Oh, this, and this. That clarity is really, you know, helpful. It's helpful in me clarifying what is it that I want instead, you know? And then in clarifying what it is I want instead, then it's not about trying to then control energy to make what I want instead. It's about letting the clarity of what I want be and being okay not having the answers set and trusting myself or trusting yourself in being okay anyway. And then in the being okay anyway, when you can reach that state of connection with yourself, your own self can give you the answers that are right for you. And that's what happened to me. And I don't need to do those funnels. I don't need to do things in that way. And that's what I was calling myself to understand. And this whole process is a whole process. This whole episode is really an exercise in understanding more about flowing our own truth versus controlling or feeling like we need to control in order to get to something. When we can allow ourselves to become aware of what we're feeling and what we're knowing and what we like and what we don't like, and we allow ourselves to be okay with that, and we allow ourselves to see and become aware of what we don't like about it, and we allow ourselves to express that to ourselves, or in this case, I did it in this podcast episode, that in doing that, and then not having to control ourselves to come up with a solution that we can't conceive of in the moment. If it comes to us, great. But when it doesn't, it's also asking us to just be okay with our desire, be okay with our feelings, whether they're anger or anything that comes up. And that in that, we can then just let it go. And then in the letting go of needing anything to change because we're okay anyway, a flood of answers can come. Solutions beyond the solutions you even thought you were asking for. That's what happened to me in the night. It was like, I got answers. I got answers to things I didn't even realize I'd been questioning. I can't even go into that on this episode. But I also got answers related to this funnel and this way that we can be. And I don't need to use the funnel. I haven't been willing to use the funnel, but I also have come to new awarenesses of how to be and express and share my things in the world without needing that kind of system of control. And I guess maybe I'll be talking about this more in this podcast, or not, I don't know, we'll see. But this is what I wanted to share today. And the funnel really has to do with control. And it has to do with flow, and it has to do with our energy, and it has to do with, are we trusting ourselves? And it has to do with all of that. And I have found that when I can do that, that is the thing that I'm always wanting. I don't know. It's like I'm always wanting to come back to is that feeling like I'm okay regardless. I'm okay anyway. Because I am. But sometimes I forget that. So that's where I'm going to leave it for today's episode. Until the next time. I'm so glad you tuned into today's episode of the Creating from the Inside Out, Embracing and Empowering Our Unique and Creative Selves podcast. If you're enjoying this show, subscribe in your favorite podcast player, or you can subscribe and also connect further with me on Substack by searching Creating from the Inside Out or Michelle Waldo. On Substack, I share all podcast episodes as well as other content related to what I talk about in the Creating from the Inside Out podcast, related to empowering ourselves and embracing our unique and creative selves from the inside out. You can also learn more about me and my other offerings on my website at michellewaldo.com. That's michellewaldo.com.